Hello, listeners. So, welcome to the very first episode of H4 Home! Woo! So, today's topic is boredom. And being bored is not a lot of fun. So, today we're gonna talk about boredom and what we can do when we're bored. So, let's get started. So first, I want to talk to you about what boredom is. Boredom is when you have absolutely nothing to do. It is just bored, I guess. So anyway, what can I tell you about being bored? Well, when you're bored, it's like the opposite of fun. You are not fun. You don't have anything to do, and it just kind of gets lonely, and that's really bad. I get bored all the time. Now that we're shut there in place, I finish all my schoolwork, and now I'm done, and I'm just bored. So today we're gonna go over what you can do when you're bored. Yay! So first thing you can do is probably art. Art is amazing. It lets you express your feelings. So, like, if you're feeling mad at someone, or maybe you're just lonely, you can, like, color a picture of yourself being lonely or mad. And it's just a good way to express feelings, or really anything. And it's just, I like it. Here are some projects that I have done that I think you would probably like. Making a fortune teller, making a time capsule, or maybe writing a letter with a little drawing to yourself when you're older. That would be really fun, because then when you read it, you're like, aww, and you get past memories. It's actually really good. So, my second topic is read. Reading is fun, and it will get you out of boredom. So, reading. Here are some books I would recommend, but again, it's really your choice. I'm really fine with you reading any book. So, like, if you're just like a picture book reader, I would probably recommend like Cat in the Hat, or like books by Mo Willems or Dr. Seuss. They're really good. If you're an early chapter book reader, I would really recommend Daisy Dreamer. And if you're like a really good reader, I would recommend Harry Potter. So my third activity is making a fort. I love making forts. It's so fun. Making forts is not only fun, but it's also lets you use your creativity. And I love using that. You can build like a basic fort, or you can build like an extreme fort with like tunnels and stuff. And then you can show your parents. It's super good. So, here's a basic fort. Like, put two chairs and then you put a blanket over it. That's a basic fort. And it's totally fine if you make it. But I would say, express yourself. Make a complex fort. But it's okay if it falls down. Maybe an earthquake happened. Next up is cooking. Cooking meals, it's not only fun, but also yummy. Like, I know when I cook meals, I'm just super excited to eat it. And for me, I would probably like, I don't know, maybe like some things that I have cooked is pizza, homemade pizza. I have also cooked some yummy cookies, and yeah, and it's super fun to eat them afterwards. I just love to. Oh, I also made like these. I made a smoothie and then I put it in the freezer. But before you do any cooking projects, please ask your parents to help you. That way nobody gets hurt, because I wouldn't want you to take something like a sharp knife and then cut yourself. Ooh, that would hurt. So be careful in the kitchen. My fifth one is board game. Now, before we go on our fifth one, it's time for the musical moment. Now, since this is only the first episode, most of you won't know what a musical moment is, and I think that'll be probably all of you. So, in here, H for home, we do like musical moments where I sing you a song lyrics and then you have to try to guess it. It'll get harder each time, but don't worry. It's okay if you don't get it wrong as long as you have fun. So, here's the first musical moment. Okay. Let it go. Let it go. So, what do you think? Think about it. Think about it. Think about it. And I will be back with the answer after our 10th tip. Okay, let's go. So, my fifth one is play a board game. And playing board games, it's so fun. You get to do teamwork if you like playing teams, and it's just super fun. I love playing board games. And some of the board games that I have played would be probably like Apple to Apple. That's a really good one. Maybe like Sorry. And Twister. I love Twister. It's like PE fun. Yeah, just super fun. So, my next one is video call. A friend, or maybe you have a grandparent that's far away, like my grandparents, they live far away. So I video call them. I also video call my friends, and it's super fun to get your mind off being bored. And yeah. So my seventh one is watch a movie. So watching movies is just super fun. And it's not bored. It's like super duper fun. Fun. So, yeah. Just watching movies is just super fun. And here are some of the websites that I watch more of my movies on. I would probably say Netflix, Disney Plus, or YouTube. Those are some pretty good websites to watch your movies on. Then my ninth one is write a letter. Write a letter to a loved one. They would love to see your handwriting and what you have to say to them. Sometimes it's easier, instead of just video calling them, writing them a letter, because then you could just think about what you want to say and you can like really think it over. But when you're in a video call, you just say it. You don't exactly think it over in the most beautiful way. So yeah, maybe you can also make a picture with it too. So my 10th one is listen to H for Home or Brains On. So H for Home, you're listening to it. Yay! So when you're bored, I have a ton of fun activities to do when you're bored. And it's not gonna be just like this, like things to do when you're bored. And it's actually going to be like fun activities like PE. And I'm going to post a new episode every single week. And you can like do that thing. And Brains On, it's super fun podcast for kids. You can find it on any search engine, really. And it's just super fun. And I got inspired by it to make my own podcast, H for Home. Now, Red Serial, the musical moment. Let's hear it one more time. Let it go. Let it go. So, I'll give you 10 more seconds to guess, and then we'll see if you're correct. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Remember, you can always pause if you need a little more time to think. But this one was from dun, 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 Let It Go. Yep, it was Let It Go. If you didn't guess it correctly, that is totally fine as long as you have fun guessing. If you did guess it correctly, congratulations. Now, send before we go, I'm gonna say it is time for the moment of the house clue. So, you're new all to this podcast, and house clue is a riddle that like every house has, or most houses have. So this is the riddle. There's water in this section. You make yourself clean. And some people even eat there. So I'm gonna give you some time to guess. Tick tock, 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 tick tock. Okay, I guess we are good. If you need more time to think about it, you can always pause this podcast. So that was bathroom. So like when you
I got
eat, you like so like when you like the eating one, it was because some people eat in the bathtub when they're taking like a bath. But most people don't. I know I don't. So, yeah, I hope you had fun. Now it's time for the credit. So, your host today was I Gotta Make It Today. That's me. Yay! And that is it, really. I just made this whole podcast, and my parents assigned me, and so did Brains On. So, thank you, everyone. I'll see you next time on episode 2. Bye. B-b-b-bye. H for home.